the men who put the P.U. back in computers. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner. We're having all kinds of technical fun here today. It's Brandon Disney and Ken Colburn.
We're feverishly attempting to put the P.U. back in the computer.
Yeah, we do all kinds of smells in all kinds of computers.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, listen, it's that time again. It's time for us to talk about computers, your computers, our computers, their computers, whoever's computers.
We do this every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and we're here for you for about an hour and 45 minutes, right up to Paul Harvey, and then followed by The Screening Room, a movie review show that has the lovely and talented Double D, Miss Gail Bass.
You better explain the Double D.
Digital Dominatrix.
Yes.
And, of course, Michael Dixon and Hollywood
Dave. Yeah. Dave. Hey, does she get to retain that title of Digital Dominatrix if she's not on our show anymore?
She emailed me the other day, and she signed it that way.
So I don't know.
I figure...
We'll have to see if Mike Hill can maybe take on that mantra.
No, we got to come up with a different... We can become more creative than that.
How about the...
Shirley.
Maniacal...
Shirley, we can become more creative than
Michael
that. Shirley.
Shirley. The maniacal masochist.
Yeah, we'll come up with
Michael.
Something maybe off the air. And maybe we can make that a contest and they can win a date with Ken Colburn.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Mrs. Colburn might not appreciate
that.
Yeah,
that might be a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, it's that time of year, of course, for you to be buying gifts for you, your friends, your family, your geek friends, your non-geek friends. But everybody wants to be a geek. Everybody wants the techno gifts anymore. So we thought we'd spend this day with you, giving you ideas. You know, this is kind of... We're getting down to the wire here. So if, in fact, you celebrate Christmas...
Or Kwanzaa.
Or any, you know, whatever time-sensitive...
Or Hanukkah or Rosh Hashanah.
Time-sensitive holidays. It's all becoming time-sensitive at this point. So we thought we'd give you lots and lots of resources for you to figure out things that you might want to pick up, from the very inexpensive to the totally ridiculous. We've got lists and lists and lists. We made a list of all the lists.
It's geek gadgets today on the Computer Corner. That's what we're talking about.
And yeah.
All things digital, maybe not always digital, sometimes analog, but things that are our favorites, things that we think might become your favorites, or things that you might also have. If you've got suggestions, questions, answers, any of that kind of stuff...
Yeah, where can I find questions? We'll try to handle that for you.
You can get in at 602-277-5827, but don't dial now because they're already all booked up. So when you hear somebody hang up, that's the best time to jump in. Somebody yelled at us through email and said, hey, you never give out the 800 number, so we'll do that too. It's 1-800-564-5827. That's for people who are outside of the Phoenix area.
And you can see all the links to today's show at datadoctors.com. And you can also sign up for a free weekly newsletter, which created a little controversy, which is what we intended it to do when we sent out last night's newsletter.
Datadoctors.com/radio will get you right to all the resources for today's show and to the links to ask a question or make a suggestion right there online.
One of the things we sent out in last night's newsletter was a way for you to check the security level of your browser.
Yes.
And it's created some confusion, even though it says right on the screen, these things are going to happen. People are assuming, they think we sent a virus out in our newsletter.
Bill and several others alerted us and said, hey, McAfee found a virus when I accessed your browser check thing, the link that you guys posted in the newsletter yesterday.
Yes.
And it said I couldn't delete it or clean it, so it's quarantined out of my hard drive. And the virus was exploit_codebase.
Yeah.
It was automatically discovered. And it's not just McAfee. Different antivirus programs and different internet security programs in general may pop up with all kinds of things during that browser check. That's on purpose.
Yeah. Here's the reason we put it in there. One, it will actually tell you if your antivirus software is working against malicious code hidden in websites. Two, it's going to point out, and it says clearly on there as you go through the tests, it's going to point out all the different things that it can see and can take advantage of on your computer, your browser, and then give you, if you look towards the bottom of each warning screen, it says how to fix this. We thought it would be an interesting way for people to see the exploits that are performed out on the Internet and whether you have the proper protection in place. And if you don't, all the information to get that protection is right there on the site.
And also, if you don't worry that the quote-unquote viruses and nasty security things that this site is doing, they're all benign in nature, meaning they won't do any harm to your computer. They're just designed to show you what something could do if it was bad.
That's like playing bingo.
Yeah.
B9. Bingo.
They're not going to hurt you. So even though this thing pops up and McAfee detects it as a virus, it's truly not a virus.
It's not.
It's truly not anything bad in code. It's trying to do something that is virus-like in nature, but all it's doing is trying to check your machine to see. And McAfee is actually doing its job in popping up and
right.
letting you know something's going on. So
it's a good way to check to see if all your stuff's where it's supposed to be.
Thanks
so,
to everybody who alerted us, but
it's not a
relax. There's nothing going on. There's nothing wrong. That's it is on purpose, and we knew that would occur.
It's a scareware site, but again, it's a way to open up your eyes on exactly what happens out there and how much protection do you have. Excuse me. We're trying not to create paranoia, but, you know, it was one of those sites that I thought was fairly interactive.
It was a Yeah Buddy site.
Yeah, we still don't have Adam's acronym music back, do we?
No, Adam never did that, even though we...
Are we going to go to that, or do we have time?
Do we have Adam somewhere? Oh, we have Adam.
Yeah.
Let me see if we have time. Oh, we have time.
Dude, okay, give him the Spider-Man
thing.
Oh,
give me just a quick second. You talk about something for a second.
All right. Adam is spelled A-D-A-M, and every week Adam comes to us with an acronym that I think he makes these up. I'm not really sure, but I'm pretty sure he makes these things up. A little explanation. And Adam, by the way, is all of 12 years old. Adam, this is your new theme.
Spider-Man. I noticed.
Did you hear us last week pleading for a new CD?
Yeah, I'll have to get one of those too, but it's not going to be easy. But
email?
Email, no way. Don't forget, I have what you like to call a rusty wire.
Yes, you do have a rusty wire, don't you?
Which is why FedEx would probably be a better choice.
You'll get there quicker, FedEx, than
you know what? You email me when the disc is ready, and I'll arrange to have it picked up. How's that?
Okay.
All right. So, Adam.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the holidays?
Yes, I am.
What is on Adam's wish list?
Oh, just Discmans, MP3 players, more technology, just more stuff to put in my room.
Mo money.
You sound kind of ho-hum.
Yeah, whatever.
Stuff, blah, 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 whatever, dude.
Cyber claws, bring it all. All right, what's your acronym of this week?
Well, since everybody has a wish list, I thought the acronym should be WISH.
WISH.
And it stands for what I should have.
Oh, and what should you have?
He didn't think of that part.
Well, do you want to take my Amazon.com wish list? It's very long.
Wow. Well, give us the highlights.
Hey, you know what? Actually, you just brought up something that maybe people don't know about. Explain, what is an Amazon.com wish list, and why would I go and create one of these?
Well, an Amazon.com wish list is a little thing you get online when you sign up for Amazon.com. And if there's stuff that during a holiday or a birthday time you would like other people to buy you, you simply put it on the wish list, and then other people can view it.
So it's like a wedding registry.
Yeah, anytime throughout the year you can go, and if you find some product you like, go see if it's on Amazon. If so, add it to your wish list, and all the time you can keep adding it, and it remembers it pretty much forever.
Hey.
Oh, it has.
And then I could go search if I knew Adam's name or his email address or whatever his sign-in name it was at Amazon, he could send me the information.
Well, if you're going to do that, though, there's another site you should probably go to right now and create a humongous wish list. Sony is doing a promotion right now where if you create a wish list on their site, you may win. You have the chance of actually winning everything on your wish list up to $10,000 worth of stuff.
Well, Amazon's doing something like that, but it's definitely not $10,000.
$10,000!
Yeah.
But basically, I could go to Amazon and search for Ken Colburn, and if he had created a wish list, it would pop up and show me everything on his wish list, and I could click on the stuff, and it would bring me right to the items. I could buy them and ship them right to him or ship them to me, and I could hand-deliver them or whatever I wanted if I liked him.
And if you went to Amazon.com to look for Ken's wish list, it would start with peace on earth, goodwill towards all men. Sorry. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to...
That was so beautiful!
Another good thing about a wish list.
Yes, sir.
Another good thing about an Amazon.com wish list is if there's a specific one where you want this exact model and the exact brand, you can actually show that instead of having to write everything down on a little piece of paper.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's Kira.
That is technology in action.
That's Kira. Kira idea. Hey, Adam, thanks, and we'll talk to you next week, yeah?
Yes.
All right, be good.
I will.
That is the fabulously talented Adam from Glendale.
And we do have a free line open now. It's 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Brandon Disney and Ken Colburn back after this.